More than half of Ukraine's voters opposed Viktor Yanukovych, the projected winner in Sunday's election. And about 4% of ballots were cast for none of the above. This and the country's constitutional structure will force compromise, says Oleg Soskin, director of the Society Transformation Institute in Kiev. Soskin says the new president will need to reach agreements, adding that Ukraine's constitutional structure does not lend itself to dictatorship. In a word of caution, Soskin says, Ukraine's bloated and politicized force of 600,000 interior ministry troops and functionaries could help usher in a dictator. The analyst says the prime minister retains the greatest executive authority, and considerable power is shared with parliament. Outgoing President Viktor Yushchenko failed, says Soskin, because he acted with little regard for other institutions of government. Ordinary Ukrainians heap scorn on parliament, whose members have voted themselves immunity from prosecution for violating their own laws. Soskin says they are elected through an undemocratic process.
От якби ми виконали резолюцію перед 2007 року, щоб нас були відкриті...
Soskin says Ukrainians should adopt a resolution proposed in 2007 by the Parliamentary Assembly of Europe. He notes the measure calls for open ballots so that party elites and political clans would be prevented from deciding who places where on the list and taking bribes for it. Then Ukraine would have a fairly good working model of democracy. Courts are considered among the most corrupt institutions in Ukraine. Yuri Yakimenko at Kiev's Razumkov Center Research Institute says judges are not independent of the president.
Будь-яка хвороба влади, вона починається згори, все-таки. І якщо ми бачимо політизовану...
Yakimenko says the disease of any authority begins at the top. If there is politicized appointment of judges, he says, and if the judicial system is not independent of other branches of government, then these are the primary factors that open the possibility of illegal influence on judges. The foreign ministry is controlled by the president, but he often faces domestic pressure to pursue specific policies. Eastern Ukraine, for example, has pushed for closer economic and cultural ties with Russia. Mr. Yanukovych has promised to pursue such goals. Many in western Ukraine oppose them, including Dmytro Kerchinsky, leader of the UNSO nationalist organization.
Янукович буде саботувати власні обіцянки, але якщо не буде саботувати, це призведе до...
Kerchinsky says his organization expects Yanukovych to go back on his promises of closer ties with Russia, but if he doesn't, this will lead to the mobilization of nationalist elements in society. Some analysts say the president may be urged by oligarchs not to follow through on pro-Russian campaign promises. They point out that while Russia is investing in Ukraine, Ukrainian oligarchs are putting more of their money in Western Europe. Analyst Yuri Yakimenko.
Російський капітал, якщо він проникає активно в Україну, він може поступово займати тут контрольні позиції.
The analyst says if Russian capital penetrates Ukraine, it can gradually assume commanding positions and undermine the position of Ukrainian oligarchs. Therefore, he does not think they will support policies of maximum openness for Russia and thus reorientation of Ukrainian foreign policy from west to east. Oleg Soskin alleges the Ukrainian treasury has been raided by many oligarchs and politicians who have gotten wealthy by embezzling funds that Ukraine gets from its gas trade with Russia. But new market agreements with Moscow could force the president to stop passing along the costs of corruption.
Йому доведеться зараз відпустити ціну на газ. Як тільки він відпускає...
Soskin says the new president will need to immediately release the price of gas. As soon as he does that, it's clear consumers will not bear it, because they have been robbed. They do not have resources of money to cover such a high price, he says, $300 per thousand cubic meters, and this will provide social impetus for change. Ukrainian voters, says Oleg Soskin, are practiced at voting out politicians and parties they feel have betrayed them, first the communists, then the socialists, and now President Yushchenko. He says if the new president wishes to avoid the people's wrath, even social unrest, he must side with them against a corrupt establishment to clean up the country's institutions. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Kiev.